Dobermans are giant, magnificent dogs. There's a lot to love about these protective, active, beautiful pups. But before adopting one, you might wonder, do Dobermans shed? After all, some giant breeds can leave giant piles of fur around your house. Luckily, Dobermans shed very little. They have single coats, meaning they don't have a designated shedding season where they blow out their undercoat. Their fur is also very easy to maintain with a weekly, 5-minute brushing. In this article, we'll discuss how much Dobermans shed, if Dobermans drool, and how to groom your Doberman Pinscher. Doberman coat characteristics. Are Dobermans low maintenance? Dobermans are low maintenance dogs in the grooming department, requiring just a quick brushing once a week. They have short coats that are easy to care for. However, Dobermans are very high energy dogs that require a large yard and plenty of exercise. Therefore, we wouldn't consider them generally low maintenance as a pet. If you're looking for a dog who can accompany you on hikes or runs without needing excessive grooming when you get home, a Doberman might be right for you. Dobermans require infrequent baths, and less dirt and grime will stick to their coat compared to a long-haired breed.
Do Dobermans smell?
Dobermans don't smell more than any other breed. If your pup is smelly, it's likely due to either hygiene or health problem. First, try bathing your dog with a dog shampoo. I love oatmeal-based shampoos myself, as they do a great job getting the smell from a dog's coat. If this doesn't work, you might need to consult your veterinarian. Skin infections and other health issues can sometimes cause a lingering odor. Other sources of odor on a dog can be its ears or mouth. Ideally, we would brush our dog's teeth once a day, but many people either won't or can't manage to. This can lead to excess plaque, tooth decay, and other dental issues. If your dog's breath smells, it can indicate a dental difficulty or other health conditions. It might also mean it's time to get your dog to the veterinarian for a dental cleaning. When it comes to the ears, the most common reason for odor is an ear infection. Dobermans typically smell yeasty. People also commonly describe them as smelling sweet or musty.
Do Dobermans drool?
Dobermans drool less than the average dog, but their mouths are large. This means you're still likely to find patches of drool on their dog bed when they sleep or puddles around the water dish. You shouldn't need to wipe your Doberman's face frequently or clean its drool from yourself unless you have a tasty treat and your dog is begging. How to groom a Doberman? Grooming isn't just caring for your dog's fur. Here are the steps to keeping your Doberman well-groomed. Brush it once weekly. Bathe your Doberman only as needed. Brush its teeth once daily. Clean the ears once weekly. Trim its nails once a month. Brush Dobermans once weekly. Dobermans are easy to brush because they're short-haired and don't have an undercoat. They'll also shed less due to the lack of undercoat and don't have a shedding season where they blow the undercoat. Use a grooming mitt or short bristled brush and give your pup's coat a once-over. This shouldn't take more than 5 to 10 minutes. To make cleanup easier, brush your Doberman outside. The fur can even be left for the birds in your neighborhood, who will take it to make nests. While brushing your Doberman, take the chance to feel its body for any lumps. You can also part the fur to see down to the skin, ensuring there isn't any redness or hidden pests. Dobermans need infrequent baths. Dobermans don't have a lot of fur to collect dirt, but they can still get dirty, especially if they're the adventurous type. You'll really only have to bathe your Doberman if it has been playing in the mud or otherwise gotten itself dirty. However, a bath once every few months isn't a bad idea. It'll keep it from getting stinky and make its coat look shiny and fresh. Wash it thoroughly with a dog shampoo. Human shampoos can dry out dog skin, so it's important it has its own. Brush your Doberman's teeth regularly. As we discussed above, it's ideal to brush any breed's teeth once daily. However, weekly is better than nothing. Some dogs won't allow people to mess with their mouths without sedation, but if your dog will allow you to brush its teeth, it is highly recommended to do so. It'll keep its mouth healthy and can help to prevent costly veterinary expenses in the future. You can also take this chance to look inside its mouth. Look for cavities, rotten teeth, and swelling or redness in the gums. These can indicate dental problems. Wipe their ears once a week. Whether your Doberman has cropped ears or not, it should be cleaned regularly. Wipe it with an ear cleaning solution made for dogs or a bit of baby oil. I use a paper towel, but you can also use cotton pads or cotton balls. Your dog's ear has three sections: the outer, middle, and inner ear. The outer ear is what you'll see if you flip your dog's ear upright. It includes the underside of the ear and the visible grooves outside the ear canal. This is the only part of the ear you should ever clean yourself. If your dog has a wax accumulation inside the ear canal, see a veterinarian to have it cleaned professionally. Sticking a Q-tip or other object into your dog's ear can compact the wax or even damage the eardrum. When cleaning the ear, note whether you see any excessive earwax, unusual debris, redness, swelling, or wounds. You might also notice a foul or sweet smell. These are all indicative of ear problems, typically an ear infection. Trim your Doberman's nails monthly. If your Doberman's nails aren't trimmed often enough, they can curl painfully into the pads of its feet. It might also get caught on objects or break, causing pain. Cutting its nails at least once monthly will prevent this. Early in your dog's training, you'll likely have to trim its claws more typically so that it gets used to the feeling. Don't worry if you can only cut one or two nails at first. Give yourself and your pup a break and return later to get a couple more. If you're unfamiliar, here's how to trim a Doberman's nails. Learn where the quick is located. This can be difficult as most Dobermans have black nails. I suggest looking at white dog nails to get an indication of where the quick is. On these nails, you'll see it is a pink spot near the base of the paw. Trim only the tip of the nail. You can always go back and cut it shorter, but trim it too short, and you'll cause your dog pain. Using a nail Dremel can also help. Use cornstarch or flour to stop bleeding. If you cut into the quick, it's not the end of the world. Though not ideal, the bleeding can be stopped quickly, and your dog will often recover on its own. Please see a veterinarian if the bleeding continues or the nail doesn't heal. Make it fun, praise your pup and give it lots of treats for cooperating with nail trims. With enough training, your dog can even be taught to offer its paws. You can also inspect your dog's paws while trimming its toes. Look for wounds, splinters, and dryness. Some people like to give it a full-on pedicure and rub its paw pads with coconut oil to keep them nice and soft. Up next, Doberman lifespan. How long do Dobermans live? Discover 4 military dog breeds. 8 best guard dogs.